Yep, you still got a hold.
Hello. Hello.
Janet, it's Jasmine.
Hi.
Hey, I got your dad's Medicaid ID number. If you
oh,
want to write
did.
It down. Yeah,
okay.
I found it. And
okay.
Also, we're going to put in the request online, okay?
See, he's what it is, Jasmine, and he's trying to be stubborn about it because that girl that was taking care of him was actually living in with him and being his girlfriend, too. Plus, she was taking care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't like to think that she moved out and not helping him anymore.
Right.
So I talked to him, and he was like, do whatever you can do for them to help me. Like,
right.
he's frustrated about it. And he does, Jasmine. He needs this help. I'm telling you.
Well, let's get him the help he needs, okay? I need his address. What's his address?
2801 Sheraton.
Sheraton?
St. Louis. Yes, Charition.
Sheraton what? Avenue, Road, Boulevard?
Street.
Okay. City and state?
Mm. St. Louis, Missouri, 63111.
Any apartment number?
No, it's our house.
Okay. So that's 2801 Sheraton Street. And how do you spell that again for accuracy?
Charition.
Okay. And I'm going to put you down as his main point of contact.
I've been trying to
answer his phone.
I've been trying to get him to do the power of attorney thing. I haven't got him to where he's going to
do
that
yet.
No, you
don't want that yet because then you can't get paid to help him.
No, I'm not trying to get paid to help him.
I know, but I want you to. Like, if you're running his errands, if you're checking in on him, I want you to clock in and out, too.
Yeah, but the thing is, Jasmine, I can't do that because I'm on disability and I have...
Yeah, but you're not going to lose your disabilities, Ma. You could work a part-time job on disability. You just can't do a full-time job. But if you worked and clocked in, like, let's say, 2-3 hours a week, 4-5 hours a week, you're getting money.
Jasmine, but the thing is, I didn't really want to do that because I have enough stress with him.
Okay, so then I'm going to assign an aide.
Yeah, because I tried to do that with my mom. She was living with me last year for 4 months, I want to say, and I could not handle it. It was too much for me. I was having problems with my period and everything. It was so stressful.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, we don't want that. All right.
Yeah, I can't do it. And you know, I'm his daughter, so you know he's going to talk to me like he wants to because I'm his daughter.
That's true.
And he's not going to do that with you or a nurse's aide.
No, he won't do that. Right.
Yeah, so. I just don't want
right
to be the one to where. I don't
want
to be the one to where I.
Aphereton?
Yeah.
Aphereton?
Yes.
Why I can't find him?
A-T-H-E-R.
Oh, is it T?
Yeah, it's T, not
A-T-H-E-R.
P.
T.
Yeah, A-T-H. T-O-N.
T-O-N. All right, let me make those corrections because any little word, letter, it throws everything off.
Yeah.
I found him now.
Yeah. And he's just going more and more downhill.
Yeah,
he
has a current care plan.
See, I told you.
All right. So this is what we're going to do, okay? Either we can call the state and put it in verbally, or I can put it online, put you down as the contact person, but they're going to want to speak to him. And he has to be able to verbalize that he wants to switch agencies and come over to Deluxe Home Care. So I'm going to have you write down some information. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, hold on. Okay, what is it?
So the agency that's going to be taking him in and assisting him onto new services is Deluxe Home Care. It's D-E-L-U-X-E.
Health care.
Nope, home care. Just Deluxe Home
Care. Home care.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Then the agency's phone number is 314-501-2508. That's 314-501-2508.
Yeah, that's the one you gave me the other day.
I know, but I need him and you both to keep this readily available because they're going to ask you again what agency.
Oh, yeah, I got that in my phone.
Times. Okay, good.
Yeah, I got that in my phone. That's why I knew I had it.
Okay, good. Okay, now I'm going to give you your father's Medicaid ID, okay?
Okay, it's what is it?
1202 5484.
Okay. Got it. It's 1202 5584.
No. Where are you going? 1202 5484. It's an 8-digit number.
Oh, okay. 5484. I put an extra 5 in it.
No, you put a couple of extra numbers.
All right. Super. Are you Mexican?
No. I'm affiliated with them, yeah, but no, Dominican.
Oh, you're Dominican. I was telling my boyfriend, like, because he's Mexican, I'm like, this lady's Mexican too. Maybe she speaks Spanish. She can talk to her.
I do speak Spanish fluently.
I've been with my boyfriend, so 15 years now.
Oh my God, that's not your boyfriend no more, okay? That's your man.
Yeah. We was friends for 3 years, so 18
wow.
years altogether. We knew each other.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
So
they're good
and
people.
Are good people. Oh my God, you're telling me he's up at the crack of dawn, ready to go to work.
Yeah, he does more than any of the other people around you, I bet.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hard working.
But he makes sure we have a house and everything.
Oh, they don't play.
Yeah.
They're very great providers.
Yes, he is.
All right. So I'm going to list you down as the primary contact. When you get a hold of your dad, please give him this information. Please make sure that he has it written down.
Okay.
And, you know, he has
a provider
change.
And I always, Jasmine, I always.
Program. Write that down, Janet. CDS
what is it called?
Program. That's important.
What is it called?
CDS program. CDS. He wants to remain with the CDS program. That's where you're in control of who comes in and out his house.
Oh, okay. Now, I have a question for you. So, the girl that was with him, taking care of him. So, I'm trying to see, like, when these people come in to help him, what all do they do to help him? Like, what do they do?
It's part of the care plan. Whatever's in the care plan. So, for example,
okay.
If a light houseware cleaning, doing dishes, medication reminders is on his care plan, that's what they're supposed to be doing.
And I'm going to tell you something, Jasmine. So, I know it's not right what he's doing right now, but he's supposed to be taking his medicine because he has fluid on his heart. He's been having these spells to where he's falling out, to where he don't remember.
Wow.
So I cannot get him to take his medicine. So that's why I was asking you, the person that comes to help him can talk to him to where he'll take his medicine.
Well, they can prompt him and open up the bottle, remind him, but they can't physically put it in his mouth, okay? But they can remind him. Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to do heart surgery on him again because he's had it before, 7 years ago. He had a triple bypass, but now his valve is messed up. So they wanted to do this surgery, but he is so skinny. I'm talking about small. They don't want to do it because they're scared he'll pass away. He weighs like no more than 100 pounds.
So he's very thin, yeah.
Yeah, and I weigh like 200, almost 200 pounds, so a big difference.
Right.
So I lost my mom in January. So my dad is slowly deteriorating. He needs somebody to help him.
We're going to help him, Janet, okay? I just need him on board with the new agency so that I can get the help he needs to him, okay?
Well, you know, I'm going over his house later on today. Help him move some things because he can't move anything. So we got
While
him a bed
there,
the other
make
day.
Make sure that you write our information everywhere.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
And
okay,
I'm going over there to help him with his bed because we got him a bed, a memory foam bed.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's not doing like it's supposed to do. So he can't pick it up, the bed.
Oh, wow.
So I need to go over there and do it for him. And then my husband goes over there and do his odds and ends for him too.
But I never
in my life, like when my mom was living here, they tried to get me to get paid to take care of her. I would not do it because it's my mom.
I would not do it. There's programs out there that allows you to. So.
I know. I've had people reaching. Press that. Stop. No. So I have people reaching out to me to get paid. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
No.
Yeah, because I don't want to throw them back in my face later on. Well, you was getting paid for doing. I just don't believe in that.
I know. Listen, yeah. Is your dad divorced, married, widowed, never married, separated?
I want to say widowed because my mom and dad is still married, and it's been 40
alone?
Years. Yeah, he lives alone.
What are his medical conditions right now?
He has heart failure. He has problems with his stomach. Mainly, the main thing with him.
He has colitis, cancers, diabetes.
He has diabetes too, and that's I didn't get to that part.
He's not been taking care
of his diabetes.
Does he have IBS, involuntary bowel movement?
Yes, he does, because they give him Bentol. They give him Bentol and Reglan.
All right.
Yeah. So the main thing, because he's had two stomach surgeries in the past 6 years, and plus heart surgery in the past 7 years.
Wow.
So. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know how he's still, moving around and stuff.
Because you need him. That's why he's still around. But
yeah.
I'm going to put in this request now. You heard? And if anything, yeah. You're going to call me back, Janet, okay?
Okay, that's
call
fine.
Call your dad and let him know what we did today. We submitted the referral to get him out the agency to a new agency that can staff him.
Okay, and I'll call you periodically
uh-huh.
and see what's going
you're gonna
on.
You're going to call me, too. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I will. And I'm Janet.
Janet. Yes, Janet.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, honey. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.